Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Only one way, brother and sister. Amen. You got to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrew says Yahshua HaMashiach. And so we know that day that you must believe in him. Amen. Trust in him and give him your all in all. Praise God. Because who was in Jesus Christ? God was in Jesus Christ, right side of the world unto himself. In other words, his name was Yahshua. Amen. So Yah was in Jesus Christ. It's some calling Yahweh, some calling Yahweh. Some say, some say Yah. Amen. So we see here today, amen, Yahuwah, amen, was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. So we see here that he is the real one. God manifested in the flesh, meaning made known in the flesh, showed up in the flesh, walked among men. He was our great Emmanuel. He was the great Emmanuel walking among mankind. So we see here today, you got to believe in him, trust in him, and give him your love. Amen. Give him your all in all. We thank you again today. Amen. Give honor to all the ministers out there, and particularly our overseer, Apostle C.A. Cowart, the Churches of God, the Bible Way, amen, and also our presiding bishop, R. J. McLeod, Churches of God, the Bible Way, praise God, we thank and praise God for him, also Bishop Jonathan Brookshire, amen, our North Florida, Georgia District and Diocese. And our Bishop of the West Coast, praise God, the Bishop of the Florida West Coast, Bishop Adrian Melendon Shaw, we thank and praise God for them brothers. Amen. Brother Elder Ray Johnson, District Elder West Coast, amen. And also our brother, one of our overseers, Elder Williams, praise God, out of Orlando. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. We're letting you know that God loves you and he cares for your soul. You need to give it to you. Give it to him. Amen. Pray daily. In times like this, we need a Savior. The Bible says, it talks about it. See, we're going through perilous times right now. Praise God. Everything is locked up here in town for just about. Amen. The DMV locked up. Amen. Where you pay your taxes. Amen. All these places are locked up. And people catching this virus that is going on. You know, the president says it's an enemy. It's war. It's warfare going on. Amen. That's what he's saying. Yeah, he said this is the enemy. So we see here today, praise God, you want to be safe, you got to call on Jesus. The Bible says, they that call on upon the name of Jesus shall be saved, praise God. You got to do it. You got to repent of your sins. God is trying to show man something today. God is trying to show him what's going on, praise God. This is the beginning of sorrows, praise God. So we see here today, we need to repent. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want to bring to your attention today, praise God, as we go on today. Jesus said something, but we're going to go to Numbers, amen. In Numbers, we see that in the book of Numbers, all right, 21st chapter, praise God. And Jesus alluded to something, and to this same verse, he went back to it, all right, in St. John 3. So it says here, praise God, it says, and they sojourned from Mount Ur, by the way of the Red Sea, and compassed look what it said. Could pass land. Excuse me, I don't have my glasses on, but praise God. It said, it could pass the land of Edom. And look what it says here. And the souls of the people was much discouraged because of the way. So it was kind of hard during that time, probably dry, going through the desert and so forth. But look what happened. And the Lord, seeing the Lord sent fiery serpents. Look what it says. Fiery serpents among the people. And you would ask, why would God do that? Well, these people was complaining against him and Moses. Amen. He was complaining to him. Now watch what's happening here. And these fiery serpents, amen, they bit the people. And much people, amen, what they did, they died, man. So in other words, much people of Israel, they died. And you think about it, praise God. You know, God sent them in a way of these fire serpents to them. And they in the desert, they look kind of like the sand. Think about it. In the desert, they look kind of like the sand. All right? Brass. And you know, when you're stepping, you might be thinking you're stepping in a safe place. And you got bit by these serpents. All right? All because they were complaining and murmuring and against God. You know, think about it. You know, after God done delivered them out of Egypt. So we see here, praise God, that that you need to know that God wants us to be humble and trust him, praise God. But watch this here. I want to bring a point out, okay? So these serpents was biting people. You know, venom sting. You ever got venom in your eye? They got something called a spitting cobra, right? He spits, and that venom burns and stings, all right? And watch this here, and he'll come after you and bite you. So we see here, see, venom is a type of, like, sin, all right? These people was complaining and murmuring and against God and Moses, all right? And God sent these fire serpents among them, all right? So it was many of us, probably thousands and thousands of them in the area where they were. You know, you think about that, all right? So watch this here. We're talking about the fire serpent in the wilderness, okay? So we see that God tells Moses, all right, what to do, a remedy, a very remedy. He tells Moses what to do, and he tells him to put, if you read the story, He tells them to get a stake and put a brass serpent on that stake, all right, and lifted it up and planted it. You know, so when he lifted it up there at that stake on the stake, and guess what? That's where our medical symbols come from now today, in the medical field. All right, you think about that. All right, so what happened on that? By doing this, God, like I said, God gave Moses a remedy. All right? Here it is, the serpent, made a brass serpent out of brass and put it on this stake. And rise the stake up. And when he did that, all right, all people had to do is look up to it. Those who was bitten was to look up to it. All right? To think about that. Now, Jesus, he alluded to this. In other words, Jesus went back to this, all right? And he said something. Amen. So we go back to that. In St. John 3, the Bible tells us, in St. John 3, that, and as Moses It's St. John 3 and the 14th verse. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, all right, the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man must be lifted up. Amen. Think about that. Think about that. That's something that's so powerful. You know, it caught my attention. I say, look at this. Here Jesus go back to it. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, amen, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Think about that, brother and sister. All right? He went back to that same, that situation where people get bit with poison, being poisoned by these snakes, and all they had to do is look up at that brass serpent that Moses planted out there for them. All right? So we see here today, you got to believe in Jesus Christ. Let's finish that, what it says there. It says here, amen, look what it says. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that's something, all right? And all they, these guys had to do is lift it up, lift them up. Lift up their eyes and just look upon that serpent. Could you imagine in that hot desert, thousands and thousands of brass serpents biting on you? All right? And here it's stinging and it's poisoning you and shutting down your vitals. You know, you got some different poisons, hemo. All right. You know, you got one that eats up the flesh. And then you got neuro, which messes up your nerves. All right. So you think about it. So we see here, when they bite you, all right, things will happen. You'll die. Amen. You go into convulsion, all right, and die. My friend, think about it. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't trust him, put your faith in, your all in all into him, my friend, I'm telling you right now today, amen, you'll die in your sin. All right? Jesus is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I preached that last week about one way. There's only one way. There's no other way. You can try any other thing you want to try. You can try liquor. You can try women. You can try men. You can try whatever you can try. But there's no other way, friend. Amen. No other way to get to God, to get into the kingdom of heaven, but by the name of Jesus Christ. All right, so he says here, Jesus talks about it. He tells us, he says, as he goes on, he tells, he was talking to Nicodemus at the time. Amen. He said, the 50th verse, and whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have an eternal life. Don't you want eternal life, my friend? Don't you want the life, live eternity? Amen. Now, your body might fall. Amen. Your body is of the earth. It belongs to the earth. All right? Your body belongs to the earth, and the earth going to get what is, or hers, or whatever it is. Amen. Because when you die, it's going to become, you know, I look at men, and then after that, and I tell them to feel their face and feel their forehead. And sometimes I tell them, feel their nose. Feel their arms and their fingers. I say, let me tell you something. What you feel in there with the flesh on it now, I say, but it's going to be just bones one day. Right? It's going to be a skeleton one day, praise God. So we see here today, amen, if you want to live forever, amen, you got to have Christ. And you need to go with him and be in him and die in him, praise God. Amen. So he tells us that. And then he goes down to the 16th verse. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Friend, isn't that beautiful? And how evil that is. how easy that is. Now, once you believe, amen, that should put the laws of God on your inside, in your heart, all right? And that way you can work the works of righteousness and live in the works of righteousness. Friend, I tell people, see, Jesus is the sin bearer. He bore the sins for many. Think about it. He bore the sins for many. All right? Let me tell you something about him. All right? You think about it. You know, most people would get in trouble, not for just sinning, all right, but they get in trouble the most because they reject the sin bearer. Think about it. Amen. They reject the one that died for their sins and put to death for their sins, who gave up his life. They forget all about that, all right? It's wrong to sin, yes, all right? Watch this here. The sin bearer is very important, the one who bear the sins for many. All right, now. Okay, so we see here, think about it. Amen. When you look at that, that serpent bear something. That serpent in the wilderness. All right? That fiery serpent, that brass serpent that Moses put on that stake and raised it up. All right? All they had to do is look up at it and believe in their heart. Amen. Believe with faith in their heart. But what happens if you don't have no faith and you don't have no belief? All right? Think about it. It may not work for you. But if you had faith, and when people are desperate, they get some faith in life, don't they? Amen. When people are desperate and they know something's going to happen, they be looking for anything, especially if you got cancer, AIDS, or anything like that. You be saying, oh, I'm looking for anybody who can help me out to get out of this situation. God wants remission. So you think about it. Amen. Jesus, if you want remission of sin, praise God, the Bible says repent and be thou converted. All right? So if you want remission of sin, the Bible says repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. So you want a remission. Those people, when they lift up that snake on that serpent, that brass serpent, all right, they wanted remission. What about you, friend? Do you want remission? And you think about it. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, the Hebrew words, amen. Did you know the word, when the name Joshua in the Bible, all right, amen, Jesus had his third, the same name, Yeshua, either some say Yahushua. So we see here that was his name, all right? But some way that God chose that name also to be for our Savior. Let me tell you something. You look at Joshua. Joshua was a man, and he was invincible at one time. Till Achan hid some goods that he wasn't supposed to be stealing. What was commanded that he shouldn't take with him, steal that stuff. All right, and he hid it under this tent. But other than that, Joshua was a warrior. He was a victorious person. Praise God. Some people say, well, Alexander the Great. I said, oh, look at Joshua. Joshua was a strong warrior in belief. And see, when you believe like he did, you could conquer just about anything. Praise God. So we see here today, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. All right? So we see here, amen, Jesus had a name, I'm talking about the Hebrew way. He had God's name in his name. That's why he said, I am come in my Father's name. What was his father's name? Yahuwah. Well, in the Tetragrammaton, it says Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. So we see here that Jesus was Yod-Heh-Wah-Shin-Yah-In. So we see that was a Hebrew name of the Tetragrammaton, all right? Now watch this. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. Friend, you got to believe in his name. You know, a lot of things is about the names. Most things is about the name of Jesus, the name of Yah, the name of Yah. Amen. And I found out most of the prophets had the name Yah, like Obadiah. Amen. Come on now. All these names that they had, amen, Jeremiah or Jeremiah, all right? Think about that. Those names had his name within it. Jesus said, I'm come in my Father's name. And then he came to reveal a name, a saving name that will save all eternity if they only believe, trust in him, repent of their sins, go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we got to see it today. Amen. So when I take on his name through baptism, I take on his name, and it helps me, and it covers me, and blesses me, and it washes me. Think about it. Amen. So we see here today, he tells us today, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then he goes on and says this. He says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. That's beautiful, isn't it? Amen. He that believed on him is not condemned. He that looked up at that serpent in the wilderness didn't die. You think about it. He says, he that believed on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You don't have a chance if you don't believe. Atheists, you don't have a chance. All right? You don't believe. Homosexuals and lesbians, you don't have a chance unless you repent and believe. Think about it. Pedophiles, you don't have a chance unless you repent and believe. All right? All these, you don't have a chance. Murderers, killers, manslayers, and man users, you don't have a chance unless you repent. Amen. And believe it. Amen. Fornicators and adulterers, you don't have a chance, friend, unless you repent, believe. You got to do it. You must do it. You got to have it in order to make it. Before you die, you're going to have this. All right, so as we go on, praise God, as we see here, he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Amen. But he that believeth not is condemned already. You don't have a chance, just as I said. Amen. So we see here, why, Jesus, why? Amen. Why? Because he have not believed on the name. There it is again. Amen. He had not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why? Because Jesus, Yeshua, had God's name in him. All right? Think about it. He was the great I am. He was the great Elohim. He was the great Emmanuel, Jesus. Amen. So that's the only way. Friend, don't fool yourself, and don't be nobody's fool. All right, like I said, don't die being somebody's fool or being a fool, as they say. All right, you're gonna have to learn to know that Jesus is the answer. The answer is Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the answer, amen, that you're looking for. Praise God. You got to see it. All right, you got to know it. Amen. You got to know that he is. That's where our Father, Yahweh, Yahuwah, wants to tell you today that you can believe and change your life right now. Repent and be thou converted, that your sin might be blotted out. That's what the scripture tells us. If you got to do, you have to have a change of mind. A change of attitude, even a change of lifestyle sometimes. Praise God. So we see here today, amen, if you don't believe, you're going to die in your sins. You know, if I had to die, I want to die in Jesus. I want to die in the Lord. Amen. I want to be covered. Amen. Just like the blood on the doorpost. Amen. I got on my doorpost, Jesus is Lord. Yeah, I got on my doorpost right now. Jesus is Lord. They look at it and say, what is that? Jesus is Lord, meaning Yahshua is Lord. Amen. That he is Lord. So that way, amen, amen, you can be passed over the death angel and all these bad spirits and crazy stuff. Amen. Will pass by because they know who you believe in. Hallelujah. Amen. So when they see me coming, they know I believe in Jesus Christ. They know that I wear the shirts a lot of times. Say y'all need Jesus. And Lady Toe said, you know that's right. And I would tell them, we need him more than ever now with all this crazy stuff going on, like the corona virus and all that kind of stuff. And I tell us, you need him now, praise God. Will you repent of your sin and give God your heart? Will you change your mind? Will you go on and do the right things? All right? Think about it. You know, you want to have a part in heaven, you got to believe. And I thank and praise God for his goodness. Thank and praise God for his mercy. Because he is able to heal you and keep you, friend. And friend, I pray for you. I'm praying for all the people out there that are suffering with all kinds of disease and ailments and stuff like that. I'm praying for them. I'm Elder Braxton. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. Pastor Adrian M. Shaw. Amen. On the corner of Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida. 4711 North 22nd Street, 33605. Believe in Jesus Christ, Yahshua, a Messiah. Letting you know that he is the able to heal you, keep you, bless you, and save you, friend. You know, like I say, don't be fooled by people, all right? Don't do it. You better believe in Jesus. You better believe that Christ is able to save you, all right? Think about it. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so, you know, think about it. He tells you, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man should be lifted up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. But you're going to have to believe, friend. Now it's time for you to believe in him and trust in him. And you know, we care for you. I'm Elder Braxton. Amen. An evangelist. And letting you know that we care about you. We thank Mother Geraldine for helping us out here today. Amen. We thank people today. I'm going to sing this song again. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. You must go down in that name. One way to God. One way to God. Well, it's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praises and honor that is due unto him. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. You got to give him the praise. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. Let you know we love you. We care about your soul. Amen. And, you know, if you're offended by anything I said today, I didn't mean to offend you, but I wanted to give you the truth today. Praise God. Let you know we care about your souls. Amen. We care about your souls. It's just the souls we care about. Come over and see us. Corner of Osborne and 22nd, Tampa, Florida. Amen. Let you know that. You come.